Welcome, everybody, to the big call tonight. It is Tuesday, July 22nd, and you're listening to the big call. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in once again on this Tuesday night. And I look forward to having a great call with you tonight, with Sue and Bob and all of you out there in Big Call Universe. But before we get started with Sue's teaching, let's pray the call in, and then we'll go to Sue. Lord God, we thank you for every good and perfect gift that comes down from above. Thank you for everything that we have. Thank you for allowing us to go through things that might not be pleasant, but ultimately are good for us. Thank you for prayer requests, spoken and unspoken, for your word, for your name, the name of Jesus, which is above every name and everything and every disease. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray, amen and amen. Sue, this is a very important time for you, Bob, and I to hear the teaching that you found. And I thank you for doing that tonight. Thank you for doing it for so many years for us. And with that, we turn it over to you, Sue.
Thank you, Bruce. Tonight, I'm going to dedicate this to a wonderful couple, and the gentleman in the couple had a spill, and so I want to dedicate it to him and his recovery with so much love, and for anyone that's gone through any kind of a spill.
Yes.
This is titled, Living with Excellence. Whatever you do, whatever your task may be, work from the soul. That is, put in your best effort as something done for the Lord and not for men. Colossians 3:23. Whatever God has placed before you to do, whether it's working in a career, raising a family, being a friend, starting a ministry, he wants you to do it with excellence. God wants you to do your absolute best for all. Mediocrity is easy. Anybody can do it. But it is costly. It costs us fulfillment, and it costs us real joy. One way to find purpose and joy in life is to pray in your quiet time with God, that you will be shown how to be excellent in all you do each day. This doesn't mean you'll be perfect. We all make mistakes and stumble from time to time. But with God's help, you can learn from those mistakes and purpose to do every new thing before you with excellence in service to the highest. It's only when you refuse to settle for mediocrity that you'll really begin to discover how much you're capable of doing. And when you do that, you'll have great things to say. Pleasant words are like honeycomb, sweet and delightful to the soul and healing to the body. Proverbs 16:24. We often focus on the things we shouldn't say, but it is just as important, if not more so, to focus on the things we should say. Here are a few examples from God's Word of things we can say that will benefit our lives. Bless everything you can possibly bless. James 30:8-10 says, we have the power to bless or curse with the words of our mouth. Choose to use your words to be a blessing. Be thankful and say so. See Psalm 104. Don't just think about how much you appreciate someone. Tell them. It will make their day and yours. Be an encourager. See Hebrews 10:24-25. Make an effort to give someone an encouraging word every day. This is a practice that will change the way you view other people and yourself. In your quiet time, ask God to show you opportunities to bless others, show gratitude, and encourage someone close by. It's never too late to change your conversation. Use your words to build up others and yourself. They are powerful tools that God has given you. And that was our teaching dedicated to all of you and to Mr. K, who's recovered, and of J&K.
Of J&K fame, yes.
Yes, fame, did you say? Yeah. Yes.
Sue, thank you very much for that teaching. I like that. That's good. And yes, special shout out to K of J&K for continued healing in Jesus' name. And
yes.
Let's see what else, Sue. You know what I liked about that, Sue? It made me think of a teaching that Joyce Meyer did. And she said every day when she wakes up, when she puts her feet on the ground, she says, God, show me who I can bless today. And believe me, you do something like that, God will bring a person to you or to your remembrance or to you that you can bless in whatever way is needed. It's kind of a cool way to look at things, and I like that. I think the teaching was really good because, you know, you were in James, you were in Proverbs, you were in, where were you? Not First Corinthians, I thought. Anyway,
Colossians.
You were all over.
Colossians.
Mm-hmm. You were in Colossians 3:23, I think it was. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I just thought, you know, this is pulling a lot of different scripture in about who we are in Christ and who we are to be in Christ, you know. Who are we to be? What are we to be like? And how do we go about, you know, edifying the body, blessing other people, not complaining, but going through things that might be difficult, but going through with joy? You know, there was something said about not having joy, and I thought, well, that's not true. There is joy. Even in a tough situation, you can find joy and you can find the peace of God I give to you, Jesus said. My peace I give to you. And it's a different thing. It's something that can edify us and strengthen us and yet allow us to be in peace when all around us is chaotic, you know, and noisy. And yet we can have a peace and have that peace, and that's a beautiful thing. You know, it's like the Jewish word shalom, which means peace. And if a Jew greets you with shalom, shalom, it's even a more of a peaceful greeting. You know, it's cool. So I think we can take that teaching and run with it in the sense of, yeah, we're not going to be perfect. God didn't make us to be perfect. He made us with a free will. So we have the will to do, you know, what we want to do, but hopefully, you know, we use God's will for us, His perfect will, and then we try to align ourselves with God that way. We try to align ourselves. You know, it's like Jesus came to the earth to essentially to be, even though he didn't want to go to the cross, he prayed three times in the Garden of Gethsemane before going to the cross. You know, if there's any way that you can remove this cup, please take this cup from me. And then he said, however, you know, let it not be my will, which he had, but thy will be done. And so he did essentially the will of God by giving his life for us, a ransom for many. So that's a beautiful thing that Jesus did, and we can do a lot of things and align ourselves with who he is in us and how we are to go about living each day of our lives. Give us each day our daily bread, you know? And that's what God does. We're supposed to take this life one day at a time. Listen, I get ahead of myself. I'm talking about, oh, when this thing goes and I get out of the med bed, I've got this to do. I've got that I'm looking forward to. I've got that I want to see. But you know what? Right now, right this minute, let's take every day, one day at a time, see what we can accomplish, see how we can represent Jesus as a Christian, if that's who you are in Christ. You know, you're lining up with Jesus in you, by the power of the Holy Spirit. So thank you, Sue, for that teaching. I thought it was really good, and I think I got something out of it. And Bob, how do you align with this teaching?
Thank you, Bruce. Thank you. And Sue, thank you once again. This is getting close to 10 years, Sue, that we've been on the call. And I don't know how many years you've been leading these teachings. You know, there were other people that did it for a little while before you, but it seems like a really long time. And I'm just amazed at the consistency. And it's because it's every Tuesday and Thursday, and every teaching is really great, you know?
Yes.
And
thank you, Tom.
They have this saying in marketing, consistency equals credibility. And so if that's the case in the big call, then we know who's got the credibility. So that's really just really wonderful. And, you know, I started thinking about, you know, if we were to, you know, work from the soul for the Lord and wake up and say, this is going to be a day of excellence, and I'm going to do this for God. I'm going to do this for the people I come into contact with today from this place of the Lord. And so, you know, how do I have to be? So if you're going to prepare yourself, like, how do I have to get ready? What am I going to do? I'm going to be really patient. That was the first thing that came to my mind was patience.
That's good.
Because so many things occur during a day where it's not going exactly the way you would want. Maybe somebody didn't sleep very well the night before, and they're not being very nice, and it requires a lot of patience and listening and finding out how they feel and what they might need and like that. But it begins with patience, because it's too easy to just, you know, just ignore the person or just forget about the whole thing, right? And that's never really going to be helpful. And
that's right.
Then I started thinking about showing up at some type of a place where maybe there's some type of an issue that people are having a really hard time figuring out what to do, or, you know, how to treat a certain person after some type of a circumstance, and they're in a quandary. And then it reminded me of the famous mountain climber that was featured in the movie 14 Peaks. And this is it was a documentary film about a Tibetan mountain climber, and he had decided he wanted to set the record for being able to climb the 14 mountains that were over 8,000 meters, 26,000 feet, and they were, these mountains are referred to as the 8,000ers. And the record up until that time was somebody had done it over the course of 7 years, almost 8 years. It was a South Korean climber. And then here comes this Tibetan, a young man whose last name is Persia, and he said he was going to do it in one season. So climbing season, you know, goes from spring till fall. And then during the winter in these high peaks, you can't get permits to climb the mountains. So he said he was going to climb all all of them, all 14,800ers. And there's a famous scene in the movie where he arrives at K2, and it's just before the end of the season, and there are a couple of groups of climbers who are there, and they're not planning on going to the very top, and they're sitting around very depressed because the weather's kind of bad, and the season is closing in a couple of days for that mountain, and they were getting ready to head back. And Persia's team shows up, and he's like, well, what's going on? And they told him, and his answer was, yeah, but now I'm here. And they're like, well, what are you talking about? He goes, well, my team will go and we'll string ropes all the way up to the top, and you guys can follow along and use the ropes, and you'll make it. And it took him 2 days to string the ropes, and the rest of them followed along. And as they got, you know, getting close to the top, the rest of them, they realized that Persia was running down the mountain. He had already reached the top and turned around and was running down. And the reason he was running is his mother was sick, and he needed to climb one last mountain, the 14th mountain, that next day. And so he could get home because his mom was dying.
Wow.
And so he did. The next day, he climbed the last peak and made it home in time before his mom died.
That's amazing.
And
that's
the type of excellence that you can show up with. And he did this in 7 months. And previously, it had taken 7 years. And so
that's tremendous.
I was thinking of Persia and his statement, well, but now I'm here. And this concept of excellence, right, and showing up with the soul of the Lord as your representational system to the situation, you yourself could legitimately say the same thing. Gee, I'm sorry you guys are having such a hard time, but now I'm here. And because today I woke up on the right side of the bed, and I made sure that my forward-facing primary goal was to have the Holy Spirit becoming from me. And as the teaching said, I'm aligned, right? And so, or was it you, Bruce, said, I'm aligned.
I said it, right?
So, so it's like, and because I'm aligned and I'm here, then everything is going to be okay. Not because of me, it's because I brought the Lord with me. And that type of excellence can be routine because you have a choice every day to wake up on that side of the bed, the side of the bed with the Holy Spirit, and sit quietly and absorb that and bring that forward every single day where, you know, as they said about Julius Irving, you know, to whom the spectacular is routine.
Oh, yeah, Dr. J.
Wow, Bob.
It's good, Bob. That's really strong. I love it. What was the name of that movie, Bob?
14 Peaks.
14 Peaks. Roger that.
Peaks.
I'll see if I can dial that one up. That's great. Wow. Cool. Bob, that's really good. You really hit it on the head, the concept of how you wake up, how you start your day, who you are in Christ, the power of the Holy Spirit, and just, you know, but now I'm here. Well, hopefully, when you say that, the people around you don't see you, but they see Christ in you. And if they can say, now Christ is here, now Jesus is here, you know, hopefully we can say that about ourselves, and people around us will witness Jesus Christ in us when we say, but now I'm here. Because you got to imagine that's what Jesus was doing when he was going around healing every sickness, every disease. You know, can you imagine all of the people continually chasing after Jesus for one thing or another, and he didn't turn any of them away. And he's not turning any of us away now either. Sue, that was terrific. Bob, excellent comment on that. I love that. Sue, how are you aligned with this teaching? I thought it was terrific.
Well, I love the depth that just came out of our dialogue here. And I especially like how you took it, Bruce, around expanding peace and joy.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you take expanding peace and joy, and you take what Bob, how Bob brought, or maybe that was you, Bob. No, you brought patience. I would say, to me, the teaching, which was living with excellence and great things to say, was about intimacy. Intimacy with that, you know, that climber in 14 Peaks. His intimacy was so coherent with his clarity in his divine will, his divine mission, his divine love, which I know everybody feels. I mean, everybody feels when they come to this call. And Bob, the way you are, the way you can draw out an incredible story. Bruce, the way you can take scripture, the way you can acknowledge a peer, that intimacy that people feel, that gratitude that they feel. It's when you're able to be intimate. When you're able to be intimate with your experience, and this is really nuanced, so here we go. So that you're not just going to peace and joy and slapping it on and taking it as an external. There are going to be times when you're facing something and you have to be intimate with your experience, with your feelings, with what you're encountering. But that isn't what you identify with. You go, oh, I see. I'm responding to what my body's going through. I'm responding to what is local, meaning just here in the five senses. And I love that, but I have a choice. I can live with the excellence of Persia. I can live with the excellence of one conversation that I heard on the big call tonight that brought me into such intimacy and coherence in a new, deep, and novel way of how I get to love with so much gratitude. And the gratitude to me, it's like getting up in the morning and saying, I am here. I am so grateful to be showing up as who I am, the I am presence, as who I am. I have all the power of the I am available to me. And in that kind of intimacy, in that kind of coherence, in that kind of clarity and love, that's when you do the things like being 20 years in the currency and doing a big call. That's when you do the kind of things of starting Boomer Boost and helping people heal and doing whatever you have to do. And that's what you do when you're lucky enough to be sitting with millions of listeners who are becoming more coherent and are practicing as we come together every week to raise our awareness of what is possible through us in Christ. Mm-hmm. So that's what I got. I got a lot out of tonight. So thank you.
That's good, Sue. Thank you. And I think we get a lot out of not only the teaching, but your comments, and certainly Bob's comments, and maybe occasionally my comments. But I really think it's a group effort that we put together, and I love the fact that you've been doing this for such a long time. And yeah, we thoroughly enjoy it.
Well, we all have been doing it. Everybody, I'm speaking it. You're there. Bob's there. Everybody that's listening is here.
Yeah.
You know, we're all doing it. We just have
that's
different
right.
roles. You know.
That's right. Exactly. Good point. Well, Sue, thank you for that teaching very much. Bob, you, your comments. Love the story, 14 Peaks.
I
have to look that movie up. Excellent. And, you know, Persia loved those other climbers enough to put the rope all the way up to the peak for them. So he sacrificed his own time, his own effort, did that, and then ran down the mountain so he could be there with his mom after climbing that 14th peak. That's amazing, really. It's an amazing
conversation.
Well,
because Bruce,
he wasn't feeling separate from them. He knew that they were him and that he was them. Yeah. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And, you know, even though it was really tight because of the climbing season and getting permits and all that, he actually took time out to go and perform rescue climbs where he would hear that on a different mountain somebody was trapped and needed rescuing, and he would leave and go and rescue the person and then come back to get back on track. You know?
Wow. Yeah, that's giving of yourself. Talk about unselfish. Wow. That's beautiful. That's cool to hear, Bob. I can't wait to watch that movie. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Very cool. Thank you, Bob. And Sue, do we have some praise reports and prayer requests that we can go over tonight?
We have quite a few, Bruce, so buckle up, everybody. We're going to start with Pastor Scott.
Okay.
I've been kind of going through based on our earlier conversation.
Yes.
Tonight's prayer is that I've had a very difficult day. For me, it seems like nothing is going right. So please pray. I got up early to go to the dentist for an emergency tooth extraction, which, this is what it says, which didn't happen, I think he's saying, was not supposed to happen until August 27th. I've suffered all week with this tooth, which broke in half. Ouch. So the dentist said I need an oral surgeon. That's another week out. Then when I got home, I fell. Ouch. My body can't take easy, Bruce, easy. I can't take much more of this. My balance is off again. So not sure what's going on, but I just need to vent out loud. Thanks for listening. Love you all. Be blessed, Pastor Scott. I can do all things in Christ who gives me strength. So why don't you handle that for Pastor Scott?
Okay, will do, Sue. Thank you. Pastor Scott, I've been there, done that. We've all had a fall. Maybe some of us haven't. Hopefully not. But it's always a surprise. And you go down, and you go down hard. And I took a fall not 2.5 months ago, broke my collarbone, jacked up my shoulder. And, you know, these things happen. And, you know, it's so weird because I've heard of 2 or 3 falls recently, just in the matter of the last day or so. And, you know, we have to be careful. We really do. And, you know, you certainly have to be careful. I need to be careful. And not only can I not see, you know, it's not easy. So, Lord God, we just lift Pastor Scott up. And, you know, sometimes we all just need to vent. And you say, cast your cares on me, for I care for you. And that's what we're doing. We're casting the cares of Pastor Scott on you because you asked us to do that. And so we're doing that, Lord God, and lifting him up. No more falls. Getting to the oral surgeon as soon as possible. Maybe 27th, whatever the date is, hopefully quickly, and get that tooth extracted, get him back to normal, completely normal, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Okay, Sue, back to you.
Thank you, Bruce.
Yes.
This is from Terry. Please pray for my son James that he heals now, that he stops drinking and goes to rehab soon. I'm sure he needs liver healing. Thank you, Terry. And so let's everybody put their hands on their heart and realize that when you actually touch your heart, it activates your awareness of the healing power in your heart in Christ. And so let's see that Terry and her son, her whole family, is surrounded with the healing light of Christ, with the sudden awareness that drinking is really going to be fading off this planet. I'm saying it. I'm commanding it.
Mm-hmm.
Because we know now that alcohol, even any amount of it, do your research on the web, is not a healthy thing. It's not a healthy thing. And it's caused so much damage, obviously, in Terry's son's life and in society's life. So we see that Terry and this call lifts the desire for alcohol, the craving, the trauma underneath it, all the record memory cause and effect that allowed her son to be influenced by alcohol and all of its social conditioning. And we see him healed. We see Terry celebrating that he's in rehab, that he's getting the support, that he's unlearning that alcohol is what it is to him today, and he feels free, happy, clear, and of service to God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Let's see. I'm going to do one, and then I'm going to pass it over to you, Bruce, on the next one.
Okay. All right.
Humbly requesting prayer for my sons, Jimmy and Bill, healing body, soul, and spirit, help with business challenges and financial hardships. My grandson, Jeremiah, going through a marriage breakup, needs to get into a rental house to clear out last few items, and his ex-wife is irrational and attempting to make it difficult. Thank you for praying. I appreciate your ministry. God bless. Take care. B. So we're going to pray for D, and we're going to pray for your family, D, and all the situation, which is a pattern in humanity. And we're going to see this pattern of abandoning the self and not being in touch with the pure spirit, the living spirit of Christ that runs through your mind, your heart, your body, and your emotions. And we're going to see everyone in this situation so flooded with a pillar of clarity, abundance, right thinking, right feeling, and integration back in and deeply aligned with the interior of who they are, not what the world says, not what they've been up until this moment, not anything but this pillar of perfect, still, wonderful Christ light and healing. And we're seeing all of your family just moving into that, you holding the space, seeing that for them, humming it to yourself like Christ is here. Just go, whatever you have to do so that you're literally holding that energy, intention, frequency, and knowing for your family so that it can be manifest from the inside out. And we're seeing them so deeply planted in that, that all of this external chaos, which is just a reflection of internal chaos, just about being corrupted or invaded by things that are outside of them. Nothing, no circumstance, just like Jesus demonstrated, when you are rooted in Christ, nothing has power but Christ. We see that they own that power. We see them anchored in that power. We see everybody on this call anchored, strengthened, surging with that power, just like Persia. In Jesus' name, we say amen.
Amen.
Okay, I gotta find this. Okay, I think this is... Okay, so this is for you, Bruce. This isn't exactly a prayer, but hello, everyone. I hope everyone is doing well. I have a very important question, prayer. If I've invested and bought my dinar years and years ago, how is it possible that I could get some kind of notification? It's hard to believe. With an 800 number, how could I get it? Where would I get it to? And who would I get it from? Sincerely, Michael.
Michael, are you in the United States? Over. Are you a resident of the United States of America? Because if you are, and if, I don't care how long ago it was that you bought your dinar, as long as it's the new dinar that was printed after 2003, which all of us have, some people may have the old Saddam Hussein dinar before that time, and they're even taking that from military, they will, I know. I don't know about the rest of us, but I'll say this. What was his name again, Sue, this gentleman?
I just left the scene. I think it's Michael.
I left it too.
Yeah.
Michael is right. Michael rowed the boat ashore. Okay. Michael, here's the deal. I've been on the big call for 14 years, been in this for over 20 years, and we're going to have an opportunity to receive emails from Wells Fargo if they found your email, which they may or may not have. They've got mine, but I'm going to have the 800 number going out from bigcalluniverse.com. If you're registered on our site, bigcalluniverse.com, you will get the 800 number in an email. We will also post the 800 number on the landing page or homepage of bigcalluniverse.com. So you could go to the site or you get it. Now, I do expect to get the 800 number brought to me in person, hand to hand. Don't have it yet, but when I get it, I'll be giving Sue a call, Bob a call, and let them know what it is, and then Bob will take it, put it out on our website, or have Raleigh do it and get an email out to everybody that registered on bigcalluniverse.com that indicates, hey, yeah, I want to get that email. Once this goes out, once this happens, everybody and their brother online is going to think they got it first, but they didn't. And it's not that that is a big deal. What it is just make sure that if you get an email from Wells Fargo and you check the number on our website or you get an email from us, just make sure it's the same number. Now, unless you're in Timbuktu, Michael, that's the deal. That's how it's going to work, okay? I'm going to assume that you're in America, even though you didn't suggest
I want to say something for a moment, Bruce.
Go ahead.
You're going to get it. You're calling Bob because you're calling Bob to put it up. Please don't call Boomer Boost to get the 800 number. And
we
at Integrated Minds, I just have to clarify something because if we don't say it out loud and make it explicit, if you try, I am not handing out 800 numbers, so it's just not going
to
happen.
Don't send
so
Sue an email to request an 800 number.
Or flood Boomer Boost. Boomer Boost is responsible for getting
that's
it
right.
up on Bruce's site. So that's the only thing you need to do. Look for it on Bruce's site, and that's it. That's it.
BigCallUniverse.com.
Very correct.
Done. Michael, good question, Michael. Thank you for it.
Okay.
And that takes care of that. Thank you, Sue.
You're welcome, Bruce. I wonder how to say soft. Dear Big Call Universe, we've been listening to your podcast for the last several years, as well as others, to our understanding the RV will happen on God's timing, but will include martial law. This is a very long email, so I'm going to shorten it.
Okay.
Basically, they're talking about my wife and I have three children that we adore, which were unlawfully apprehended 2 years ago while traveling through Summit County, Ohio, by corrupt police utilizing crooked child services of Summit County, Ohio, who also utilized admiralty law, who claimed child abuse for staying in a motel for 3 nights while waiting for housing from the VA was considered child abuse. On your podcast, you claim we will have enforcers that will replace the police and corrupt entities. We request that we all pray for martial law and the RV. Can you explain to us how long after the RV that these enforcers would be taking over to straighten out all the abuse by all the corrupt courts and entities? So that's your, sorry, people.
I'll take it.
It's got to be a little bit, they love Big Call Universe, and we need to pray to God for good health and the millions of listeners and supporters. Just keep your prayer requests. I know it's hard when you have a complex issue like this. And that's from Ron.
You ready for me to take that one, Sue?
I just wanted to go. I'm ready for you to take it, Bruce.
Thank you, Sue. Robin April. All right, Robin April. Sorry
Ron,
to hear about...
Ron.
Ron and April. R-O-N. Ron and April. Okay, got it. Thank you. Ron, April. Sorry to hear that the corrupt Child Protective Services took the kids, maybe temporarily, I hope, and we'll pray for that situation to be cleaned up and cleared up. As far as martial law, there has been military law and martial law in place in some cities that are hotspots of deep state throughout this country for a while now, for several months now, many months. And when this goes, security is going to be ramped up. Already it's high. It'll be ramped up as high as it can be, so that U.S. Marshals, county sheriffs, everybody is fully aware of what is happening, and they will be out to protect. Now, we'll be fully protected going into the redemption centers and coming out, and you'll be all set as far as that goes. But this is why we have to keep everything on the down low, not get in some celebratory mood when we come out of the redemption center. Just be quiet and be cool, and just don't be stopping by the bar on the way home. Just go back, go home, go to your work, whatever you normally would do, and that would be the way to do it. So there will be a lot of change that will take place after this goes, but I wouldn't worry about it. You just have to stay in faith through it, and don't fear. How many times in the Bible does it say fear not? You know, fear not. We're not to fear anything like that. And even if there is martial law and so-called military law, it's not against us. It's like if there's any 10 days of darkness, guess what? It's not for us. It's for the deep state. It's for the people that they're going to pick up and remove from their existence. So don't worry about it. Don't sweat it. Okay, Sue, next.
Thank you.
Welcome.
And this is our final one, and you need to know that the time hack is 9:48. I'm asking for prayers for my 81, exactly. Adapt accordingly. I'm asking for prayers for my 81-year-old brother, Bill. He fell and needs facial reconstruction. He's also now suffering from vertigo. I'm hoping for the med beds, also for my recently widowed friend, Linda, who needs surgery on her ankle. She's in her 70s. So let's just say, this is from Sheila, and I just want to acknowledge all the people that wrote in to us tonight. It was quite a few, as you can tell. And I want you to see that Sheila and everybody we prayed with and for, and everyone on this call, I want you to imagine that Sheila, with her two friends and her two concerns, everybody that we prayed for, is literally being lifted out, including you that are listening, lifting up in and deeply into a brand new level of healing in Christ. So that their consciousness, their awareness, their knowing, their, it's like, oh my God, I just feel this shift. Imagine what it would be like if you had a dial that you could turn just so that you could be so deeply in Christ's power, love, and glory that you turn that dial right now and you say, I am here. I am changed. It is done. We see that for you, Sheila. We see it for Linda, who needs surgery. We see it for everyone that wants to transform and turn on the power of Christ in their lives. I am here, Christ in me. It is done. Use those, be blessed, and that's the end of our prayer request for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. Thank you very much, everybody, for writing in. Okay. Do we have a GD tonight, Sue?
Oh, right. Sorry. I've got to find that. Hold on a second.
Okay, sure.
Sorry, GD.
Don't want to leave our genie out.
Aware of time. Aware of time.
I know. Whatever it is, it is.
God, how true. What a beautiful song. Philippians 4:4-7. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again. Rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. This verse provides guidance on how to live a life of joy and peace, even in difficult circumstances. It encourages believers to rejoice always, be gentle, not loud, pray about everything, and focus on positive and virtuous thoughts. Today we pray for all the leaders and listeners, Pastor Scott's health, RV blessing, med beds as soon as possible, and world peace. President Donald Trump's chronic venous insufficiency, and anyone else with this same health condition. We continue to pray for everyone's health, finances, well-being, and safe summer travels, also for all the victims of any weather conditions. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, amen and amen. Everyone have a blessed and safe week, Jeannie. And thank
amen.
You, Bruce.
Thank you.
Or remembering Jeannie. There's so many, I got lost there for a minute.
It's okay. Yes. Thank you, Jeannie. Very good. Thank you, Sue. All right. Well,
you're welcome.
Sue, yes, time is short. However, if you want to tell us something tonight that we need to know, feel free, and that'll be great.
I'm going to focus on probably two groups that are listening in this call right now. And just like the teaching said, you know, prepare and be excellent and bring your best. And one of the things, and I'm going to read you something in a minute, one of the things that's very important, and I'm not sure everybody's had time to think about this, is if you're facing something like a dire need or a health condition, and somebody wrote and said, and this is important for the people that were writing in tonight, will alcoholism be cured? Yes. Will drug addiction be cured? Yes. Will trauma be cured? Yes. All those conditions will be cured in yourself and in your family. A lot has been, we're not creating victim mentality, we're just being compassionate when we say, being here on this planet at this time is one of the greatest things to be grateful for two reasons. One, you've shown the strength, especially being in the currencies, you've shown the strength it takes to believe in things that are beyond what most people are focusing on, beyond survival, in faith, and connecting the new earth and the new Christ kingdom with what's to come. That's number one. But at the same time, if you're like a lot of people, you may not have explored, unless you've been lucky to get with Boomer Boost, how do you keep your mind healthy? How do you get, what kind of healing do you need when 95% of all doctor's visits are based on stress? What is it that's going to take? How's that happening when we have so many believers in the world? Does that bring up a question for you? How is it that you're going to take care of yourself once the RV happens and live a lifestyle medicine, stress reduction, nutrition, exercise, everything that goes into the pillars of lifestyle medicine and sleep and good relationships? How are you going to do that? And I'm going to tell you, it's one simple word. Concentrating, well, it's concentration, but on God. And so what do you have to do in order to make the best decision? You can't, a lot of people I think are thinking, oh, okay, I'm going to go into the Redemption Center, I'm going to tell them I have dire need, and I'm just going to go in. Is that loving to yourself not to contemplate? What, okay, here are my dire needs. What do I need and want to experience if I could have the maximum impact of the med beds? I'm going to read you something. Sue, my wife and I just finished going through our med bed classes, and we just wanted to write and thank you for the clarity, wisdom, and amazing information you brought together for us all. So much heart in this program and so much great information. God bless you, John and Kathy. Well, why did we develop this MedBed course? Because we saw that people are very scattered, very fragmented. They don't know, and they're not, they didn't have a space created that was being, had information that was brought to them from the top person in the MedBed program in the U.S. And Bruce and I have been very fortunate to literally hear about what they look like, what the experience is like, all these things. And so we have firsthand knowledge of the top military MedBed supervisor that you're going to be able to partake in. And here's what I want to underline. only, I mean, I don't care if you use it or not. I'm just saying, ask yourself this question. It's like me caring for you. Am I giving myself the excellence and the love I deserve for probably the, other than the RV appointment, getting ready to make the decisions that you're going to want to see activated in the med bed is your second most important goal. Because it's literally like saying, okay, I can throw the dice and just kind of go in and not be prepared, or else I can be really prepared, really thoughtful, make my decisions, be very clear in my interview, and select what my experience is going to be like instead of just be self-directing in my choices, in essence. So I'm going to be very short tonight, and I'm just going to say we're still offering the MedBed 100 program, and all you need to do to ensure that you've cared for yourself, you've gained access to this information that was lovingly put together with meditations that are going to integrate this. There's a lot to experience about going into a med bed. All you have to do is send us an email to integratedminds, M-I-N-D-S, at hushmail.com. And just put MB100, $100, put your name and your telephone number and whether you have PayPal or not, and just watch your email. You know, usually at about 10 o'clock, we're going to respond to you tomorrow. And then we get it out in the evening. So send it to us tonight, and we will get it out to you tomorrow. It has instructions how to go through it, things to consider. It really guides you and facilitates you. And I can't think of a more important investment in the future of our planet than saying, I did everything I could to learn how to make the best decisions on who I wanted to be as I go into the med bed and as I go out of the med bed. And that's my segment for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. Appreciate that very much. It's so important. And it's you said it very well tonight. So I'll recap that in the Intel segment. Make sure everybody has that again. And thank you so
thank
much
you.
For everything that you brought to us tonight. Thank you, Sue. All You're right.
Welcome,
well, thank you. All right, Bob. I'm ready for another story. I'm ready for another 14 Peaks type story, but I'll take it if you have any testimonials that you'd like to bring, Bob, and anything else you need to inform us about tonight.
Yes, Bruce, I absolutely do have a testimonial, and let me think. Do I have any stories? I just
Ooh, I like that.
Might.
Oh, good.
I just
okay.
might. It's going to have to come to me while I'm reading the testimony. And so,
excuse me. Okay.
Actually, I do have a story, and I'll actually tell it first. So this is really important. So I got a call. I think it was yesterday. Might have been the day before. Had a lot of calls this week, and it was from a lady who was calling in regard to her sister, who was pretty sick. She had a number of different issues going on, and had been told the woman I was speaking to. It was her sister who was sick. The woman I was speaking to had been told about boomers from a friend of hers when her friend found out about her sister being sick.
Okay.
So I talked to the lady for quite a while about her sister and was able to help her quite substantially because it happened that the issues the lady was experiencing with extreme toxicity in her body and vascular dementia, partly as a result of that, was something that we could definitely help her with. And she also had severe sarcopenia, which is loss of muscle. And so after talking to her and explaining that by letting her have our gladiator barley and our myotrol, that she could start gaining muscle back and at the same time would begin detoxifying. And because the barley does such a good job of doing that, and I was able to point out to her on our website where she could find a slow start calendar, because someone who's over toxic needs to start very slow with the barley, meaning only a pinch a day for the whole first week, and then a dash a day the second week, and so on. And we have a calendar made with each day of the month, the first month, outlined as to what somebody needs to do. And that shows you how strong that barley really is. It does detox people. Most people can start with a half a teaspoon. But if you have issues with your kidney or your liver, you want to start slowly. And if you know you're severely toxic, which she had been told from diagnostic tests, and the doctors wanted to do plasma replacement procedure on her that was going to cost tens of thousands of dollars, they didn't want to spend until after they were able to speak with me. And I was able to tell them about a different type of cleansing, blood cleansing technology that could be done for a lot less money than that, a procedure where they draw blood from one arm, run it through a filter, a purification filter, and then put that cleansed blood back into your other arm. And I was able to send her a website of a person that we knew of that did this procedure, and we knew somebody who had been there with really, really great results.
Oh, good.
And so I was able to help get her started with that, and because of the great sale we were having right now, it turned out that she saved a tremendous amount of money for her sister. And then having heard what we were doing for people, she said, well, how about me? I am having this and this and this. And she was a minister and needed a tremendous amount of energy to continue being out and about and working as a minister. And she was in her 80s. So I talked to her about the best way for her to generate more energy. We talked about the Krebs cycle. We talked about the Boomer Boost and the barley combo. And she decided to get some of that for herself. And the reason I tell this is because she found out about this from somebody who thought enough to tell her to give us a call. And it was a very fortuitous thing for her to do that, because here's a woman who is literally dying from muscle wasting. And, of course, the chances of her hearing about gladiator barley and myotrol are very small. But somebody who had been listening was aware enough, because they were paying attention, that they were able to help somebody else.
That's right.
And who knows, who else this minister will be able to help as well.
That's right.
So
that's great.
Never hesitate to tell people to give us a call. Who would know that we would be able to help a very, very frail old person that was that sick, that we would be in a position to help them to become restored and to know about a blood cleansing technology that none of their medical providers were able to tell them about. That was actually a better technology than what was being recommended to them. And so it's not always, you know, about what boomers can do for them, but what the people that boomers knows can do for them.
That's right.
And so I just wanted to tell that story about my conversation. And then this testimonial is something that's interesting as well, Bruce. And this is a woman who's 87 years old that said, is sending us a reply, an email reply to the email that was sent to her by one of our staff. And it says, "You have made my day. I recently tried to stop using the dynamic combo for financial reasons." So this is the combo of Boomer Boost and Barley. "And I noticed right away that something was not right. I started to go downhill right away. And I have just turned 87 years old, and this was frightening. I tried several like but cheaper products, but nothing was helping. So just before giving up and attributing it to the calendar, meaning age, I reordered my Boomer products. I can say with certainty that now I feel great. Even I can't believe how much better I feel. Needless to say, I won't be trying to save money again. What is the cost of feeling great? Priceless."
Right. That's right.
And so,
talk about
clarity through contrast, right?
Yeah.
Clarity through contrast. And that happens quite a bit. And I remember when we first got Barley 14 years ago from the supplier, he said to us, he goes, "Give people a 90-day money-back guarantee." and he said, if they decide to stop, he said, "Just give them all their money back, because the next thing you know, after about 2 weeks, they're going to be calling you up going, 'Please, can I have some more of that Barley?
Please, can I reorder?'" God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's actually true, because people kind of drift as they age, they drift into, you know, a different state of well-being, and they just kind of figure it because of age. And then they get to actually, for the first time in their life, become well-nourished and have the dynamic combo. And all of a sudden now they're like, "Wow, so that's what it feels like to actually have proper nutrition. I feel really great." And there's regret that they hadn't started earlier, because they might have suffered for a decade not feeling well. And I'm just happy that now, with all the science that's, you know, gone on in the field of nutrition, that we actually have products so that almost anybody can feel great at any age. And, Bruce, there's a very big new trend in the world of corporate finance. And what's going on is that the people that own the big hedge funds, the big banks, they know that their employees are their most valuable asset. And they now are fully admitting that the most valuable thing for their employees is their health and wellness.
Sure.
And you're now starting to see family offices, hedge funds, financial investment houses are prioritizing the health of their employees and their top leadership people as well, by commissioning experts in preventative healthcare. And they're spending a lot of money paying experts to make sure that their employees stay not only healthy, but at peak performance for as long as they possibly can, in hopes that they will continue to work for them for as long as they possibly can. And in the finance industry, that's really important because the business is based on relationships to a large degree. And once somebody finds a person at a bank that they like, a financial advisor that they like, they don't want to go to somebody else because such a big part of it is trust. And trust takes a while to earn. And these very wise people now are realizing we better start paying really close attention to the health and wellness of our employees so that we don't have to be replacing them when they get to be 61 years old and they're too crumbly to show up for work and their clients are wondering where their advisor is. And there's a huge article that goes on for pages and pages and pages about the companies like Morgan Stanley and others that have come to this realization and are actively taking action, you know, to do this. And, you know, this also kind of relates to, you know, what we had mentioned about, you know, the venous insufficiency that that President Trump is experiencing. And this is something that comes with age. And, you know, they have a lot of reasons that they give for why people get this. But a big, big part of it is that when you have poor nutrition, all of the parts of your body need nutrition. Your veins need nutrition to supply the cells, and so do your nerves. And if you have poor nutrition, you start to, your nerve cells start to function less well. Your vein, the cells in your veins, particularly the valves, don't function as well. And now your circulation starts to drop off and you are no longer getting enough oxygen to that area and things further deteriorate. And you know, they talk about your calf muscles being your second pump for your heart because the contraction of your calf muscles is helping return the blood back up to your lungs to be oxygenated again. And so one of the things, obviously, that's recommended is that people spend more time exercising and more time walking and exercising their calf muscles. But you can do that, but if you don't have proper nutrition, you're eventually going to get something like this chronic venous insufficiency, and it's not necessary for that to happen. If you stay well nourished, you know, beginning early in your life and continue on staying well nourished, you won't run into these types of problems. And and there's a threshold at the moment beyond which it's hard to recover. Once you have a certain percentage of damage in your nerves, in your legs.
Bob, I have to step away for a call real quick. I'm going to step away and keep going.
Okay, absolutely. So that's really all I wanted to say about chronic venous insufficiency. Make sure that your blood is filled with really good nutrition, so your nerve cells don't deteriorate, the valves in your veins don't deteriorate, and you'll be able to feel energetic enough to exercise to make sure that your calf muscles stay strong. And the last thing that I wanted to say tonight is regarding the sale that we have that's going on. And the first thing I wanted to say is we're doing a special for any new customers. And I'll tell you this. We get phone calls from people that say, I've been listening to the Big Call for 14 years, and I've been listening to you, Bob, speak on the Big Call for all 10 years that you've been on. And so I finally decided to call to get some help. Well, We hear that all the time, and there's all kinds of good reasons for that. And so we wanted to do one particular thing that could help people that might be like that. And so what we're doing is one of our best products that you're going to really feel a difference when you take it is our heirloom barley. Heirloom barley, pretty much anybody can take it. And what we've decided to do is make a sale on it that's right around 60% off. And so the total cost for this, what's called a trial size, but it's actually for a new customer, it's a full month supply because you have to ease into it, and it comes with a scoop and instructions. And if you have issues with your kidney or your liver, you have lots of toxicity, make sure you ask us for a slow start calendar, okay? And that you can now get this for $20. It's normally $47, I believe, and 95 cents. So this is, the price is all the way down to $20 for new customers. And you want to put in a code when you get there. So once you get to the website, you find this product called Trial Size Heirloom Barley. You add it to your cart. And when you get there, you're going to add it to the cart. You're going to see a box pop up that says promo code, and it's got a red line around it. You put in Big Call 20, and you'll be able to get that. You'll be able to get it for $20. Right? So that's that. The other thing is this. You can also, there are other products that are on sale half price right now. And these are products that we have a good supply of. We're not going to run out of any of these right away. We have a number of months of supply in stock. And a very popular product is collagen peptides, and that is on sale for half price. You can't buy peptides like that at your health food store for anywhere remotely close to the price it's on sale right now. You can also get our resveratrol and our ashwagandha. Ashwagandha is really, really great for helping people with anxiety. And also our magnesium, the number one most important mineral. It also has zinc. And then also our vitamin C. All of those products are 50% off. And in addition, we're doing a volume discount. So we have three discounts, 10%, 15%, and 20%. And you can stack these on top of the other sales. So
there you go.
Get a load of that, Bruce. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there's demarcations of how much you spend as to when those discounts kick in. And that's what I wanted to say for tonight, Bruce. That's what our sales are okay. that are going on. It is now 21 Excellent. Minutes after 10.
Okay. Can I get it done in 9 minutes, Bob? We'll see. Thank you, Bob. Yeah, sorry I had to step away for that call, but it was a very important call. I'm glad I did.
Yes.
Because it does adjust
and speaking of calls. Yeah, well, speaking of calls, give them our phone number. And
absolutely.
We'll go.
Okay, Bob. You've already got the email address to go to bigcalluniverse.com and then click on the banner at the top that says Boomers. It takes you right in as a direct link to Bob's site. So bigcalluniverse.com, click on the Boomers banner at the top. Brings you right into Bob's site. The telephone number, which happens to be toll-free, is 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. Good 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Daylight Time. And don't you like the way I said the number slow enough so you could actually write it down or remember it even? I hate when people give you a toll-free number three times so fast, you still don't have it. They said it three times, you still don't pick it up. You know, Bob, you know what I mean? I go slowly on purpose. All right, thank you, Bob. That's excellent. Excellent. All right, well, let's talk about the intel that I have, and what I have received is lining up very nicely. So let's just jump right in. First of all, let me just say, we did get word from a Canadian listener that HSBC is no longer a thing in Canada. So they've been absorbed, I think, by RBC, Royal Bank of Canada. But you've got RBC, you've got Scotiabank, you've got TD Bank, which I think is Toronto Dominion, I'm not sure. TD Bank, yep. And there's one other bank, too, that's a major player. And I did not recognize that fourth name. But you guys know what I'm saying. Check to see if you get an email from Wells Fargo in Canada and you get a toll-free number, try it. Let's see if that is the same number. It could be the same number that we're going to get down here in the lower 48. Possible. The upper 51st state, Canada, isn't that amazing to think about that possibility? Canada as a 51st state of the United States? I don't know, guys. I'm just saying. You know I love Canada. I really love Alberta, but I like British Columbia, too. I've been to Montreal twice. Very enjoyable. Been to, where else have I been to? PEI, Prince Edward Island. Great week of golf. Played 36 holes of golf a day for 5 days at PEI. They grow a lot of potatoes up there, eh? And what else are good up there? Not the oysters. What am I trying to think of? Shoot, I can't think of what it is. Another shellfish that are very good there, too. Mussels, cockles and mussels. Alive-o. Yeah, mussels are very sweet. They're very good in Prince Edward Island, or off of Prince Edward Island. So, yeah, I love Canada. So we'll see what happens. And, you know, you can import and bring in some back bacon, you know, if that becomes the case for us. But for right now, you know, you Canadians, you decide if there's a referendum, you want to be part of America or not. I don't know. It's an interesting quandary, isn't it? All right. Now, let's get back to the intel. We have heard two different time frames, both with a back wall of Monday, the 28th of July, this coming Monday. However, one piece of intel from a very strong source is saying Wednesday, Thursday for notifications and exchanges, and another good source is saying Thursday, Friday. I think we're looking pretty good for you guys to get notifications and exchange starting Thursday. And today is what? Tuesday the 22nd, so that would be the 24th. Thursday, 2 times 4 is 8, just saying. China's favorite number, hello. Could be the case. But be prepared for an email to come out, could be tomorrow. Could be Thursday. And you'll have the instructions on how to call, set your appointment through the call centers that relays you directly to the redemption center that's indicated by your zip code, so that you'll speak with a live individual human being at the redemption center that will most likely greet you or be there for you or exchange you or redeem Zim for you, whatever. You'll have a connection at the redemption center. That's going to be good. I like that idea. You know, that's one person's name you want to write down or remember, so that when that happens, you'll say, oh, yeah, I spoke with you on the phone. Hi, how's everything? You know? So this is looking good. Now, let's say what hasn't happened as of today. Redemption Center leaders went in, put in their codes, put in their biometrics or their retinal scan. And guess what? No rates came up today on their redemption center screens. And so they left early, about a four-hour day. Now, we know they're going to get an email in the morning, probably around 9, to let them know to come in or not to come in and what time. I think they'll be going in. What about the Forex? Oh, that new Iraqi dinar rate that was out Sunday in Iraq did not make its way onto Forex yet, as of today. Now, that could change overnight. It could change tomorrow. Wednesday and Sunday are the days that normally rates change and come up. When I say rates change, currencies get added or deleted from the Forex. Okay? So I predict that the new Iraqi dinar rate will come up tomorrow. But even if it doesn't mean that it's not going to happen by the time we get to the redemption center. Yeah, we did get word out of Iraq that the new rate did come out. It's kind of a new international rate on the dinar. We did not get it, so I don't know what it is. But I know that the contract rate for the dinar was continuing to go up into that range that we wanted to see it in. So we'll see where it is when we get to the redemption center. That'll be kind of a fun surprise. If they offer it to you, if you have dinar and they offer it, great. If they don't offer it, politely ask for it. Pardon me, but do you have... don't do that accent. I'm just playing. Do you have a contract rate for the Iraqi dinar? And may I have it, please? Yeah, you can have it. President Trump wants us to take full advantage of the contract rate on the Iraqi dinar. Okay, that's it. You can thank President Trump. All right, what about other things? What about Doge payments? Didn't I tell you on Thursday that Doge payments were set to start August 1st, 2nd, and 3rd based on the alphabetical order of your last name and the last four digits of your Social Security number? So if you're an early alphabet, you probably get it on day 1, August 1st. If you're middle of the alphabet, probably day 2. If you're S and above or whatever, if you're toward the end of the alphabet, it's probably day 3. August 1st, 2nd, 3rd is when they're going out by direct deposit. Okay? By direct deposit to your account. And they know your account, especially if you're taking Social Security already, they know your account and you'll get it in your Social Security account. And won't a number of bankers be surprised when they see that? They don't know how much that's going to be yet. I know how much it is, but they don't know. Yeah, I know how much it's going to be, and it's going to be substantial. All right, so what else? What about Social Security increases? Well, guess what? Remember I told you a week or so ago I didn't believe that they were going to occur in the month of July? Well, they're not. But they're supposed to in the month of August. So if your normal Social Security day is the first Wednesday or second Wednesday or third Wednesday or fourth Wednesday of the month, that's when your increase should occur on your normal social day as an increase. And it's going to be a nice increase. Now, it's not going to matter a whole lot to us that are exchanging, but it's still nice to know it's going to be there for the other seniors that didn't have the wherewithal to be in the currency or the ZIM. All right, so you got Doge. What about R&R, Restitution and Reconciliation Allowance? Yeah, at the Redemption Center when we exchange. Supposed to be in there. It may already be in our Quantum account that we need to set up and gain access to with our Quantum card. So that's 3. What about the RV? That's your fourth income string and should be the largest for most of us. especially ZIM holders. So all four are occurring, but we do believe the RV is going to take place here in the next couple of days, starting, let's put it, as Thursday, Friday-ish for exchanges. Thursday, Friday, I believe, will be the start of our exchanges. Notifications could come out as early as tomorrow or Thursday, and that's really what we're talking about right there. All right, is there anything else I'm forgetting to bring up other than this is the time? If you don't have it already, go ahead and get an email out to Sue for the MB100, the MedBed 100 in the subject line, MB100. In the body of the email, just put, I have PayPal, I don't have PayPal. And just put your name and your cell phone number in there. And if she needs to, she'll text you. She's not going to call you or text you unless absolutely necessary. Okay? She will email you everything. Okay? But make sure, if you don't have PayPal, she will invoice you by using your credit or debit card through PayPal. Okay? That's how it works. So, $100, MedBed 100, send the email to Sue, and this is the email you use, integratedminds@hushmail.com. Integrated is integrated. Minds is minds at hushmail.com. Now, do that tonight, and Sue will fulfill those tomorrow morning and get the ball rolling for you. Watch your emails. Check your emails to see that you got the acknowledgement email, that you requested it, and then watch your follow-up emails, which are looking for your payment or payment instructions, and then you'll get two more emails after that. So you'll get this by email. It is an audio class, two classes, which is about 3 hours or so total, great classes, and you guys are investing in your future life. When you get this, you're investing $100 in your future and knowing what you can do in the MedBed and getting your MedBed list ready for when you go in and have your 15-minute MedBed interview before you jump in. And I can't wait, guys. I am so ready to go. I am so ready to go and get started in that. That is more meaningful to me than the RV and all the money. It really is. Because, you know, you can't buy your health. You can't. It's just to have my sight back, to have my mobility back, to have everything back, and everything better and better than it was. And to age regress yourself. In my case, to the age of 28. Can't wait. Looking forward to it. All right. Let's see. So, be watching for your email from Wells Fargo. If you haven't registered your email on bigcalluniverse.com, go ahead and do that. And that way, we'll get an email out as an email blast to everybody that is registered that wants the 800 number. And the reason we want those emails in the future is after all this goes and we're not doing any more public big calls, what I'm going to do is do a set. All right. Okay, are you guys there? Yeah, okay. All right, that was another Intel source, and doesn't change what we just did in the Intel segment. So what I'm going to tell you is, where was I? You know about Sue. You know about the sale that's going on at Boomers. You know how to call and take advantage of that. And I think I was in midstream talking about, yeah, keep an eye out for your emails. And if you haven't registered your email, put it on, just register at the bottom of the page on bigcalluniverse.com. The reason we want it is when we do Rebuild America together and we do some regional get-togethers and meetings and we try to figure out what everybody wants to do and how they might want to help us and volunteer, because I've asked for 5,000 volunteers from the Big Call, and I hope I get 10,000. But let's say, you know, we have, and the reason I said 5,000 was because we got 50 states so far until we get to Canada, maybe, we'll see, 50 states, and we've got, if I had 100 cities, towns, or communities to rebuild, I would want to have 100 people per state average. That's where I came up with 5,000. Now, obviously, some states aren't going to need that much. Some states will need more. Some cities will need more help. Some rural areas will need help. I mean, we got it all covered, guys. We're going to do some amazing things, and I'm looking forward to it. I really am. So let me just say that when you do that, we'll be able to reach you, not right away. I'll try to do a podcast once a week or so just so that you guys know I'm still around. But really, I'm looking forward to getting started in a couple of months on these projects. I've got a lot to do. I've got websites we need to get built out. We've got questionnaires to put together. We're going to get, you know, it's going to be fun, though. If you think I'm fun on the Big Call, wait till you see me in person. Just kidding. I think it'll be great. I'm looking forward to it, you guys. And Bob is with me, and Sue is going to do her thing, but she'll probably be around some. We'll see how it's all going to come together, but I'm excited. So let's do this. You guys know the intel now that I just received, during Bob's segment. I got a very important piece. So let's pray the call out. But before I do, I want to thank Sue and Bob for being the integral part of my team as co-hosts. And I want to thank the satellite team for getting the signal out all over the world so beautifully using Starlink. And then I want to also thank Jeannie, GCK, and Pastor Scott, and everybody else that supports and listens to the Big Call, which I call Big Call Universe. So thank you guys for listening. Some call in 14 years, and that's amazing. So you guys get the credit for that. And thank you for everything that we're going to do in our future, you know, post Redemption Center and post MedVeds too, for that matter. It's going to be fantastic. Can you imagine getting together with like-minded Big Call Universe people that have been through the MedVed? Oh, man, it's going to be crazy, but it's going to be fun. It'll be really fun. All right, guys, let's pray the call out, and then we'll turn off the recording. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for everything that you've done to put us in a position to take advantage and receive this incredible blessing. Thank you for the information that's coming through. Thank you for everything that you've prepared us with and for this incredible blessing, which is coming very, very soon. Thank you for all that you've done in our lives to get us to this point and where you'll take us from here with the blessing into our future. Give us a great night tonight and a wonderful day tomorrow. We pray in Jesus' name, amen and amen. All right, guys, let's go ahead and turn off the recording. Thank you guys so much for listening, and God bless you all.